Okay, so I was always scared of my grandfather. Let me scratch that. I was always scared of my grandmother because she chased me around the neighborhood swinging an extension cord like I was a runaway. So yeah, that's where the fear came from. But that was just beating scared. Once in a while scared. Uh-oh, I broke the window scared. But a different type of fear clung to the relationship with my grandfather, which was strange because Granddaddy almost always had a smile, a laugh. He liked to look good, smell good, ties, powder, fancy man. Born to a time black folk weren't supposed to have airs, but he held his head high, shoes gleaming like a soldier. He'd see me and shout, "Pat Jackson, get your head bone over here." Grab me by the nose and pull a few dollars out of my ear. "How did you... Now go get your granddaddy a pack of cools and bring me back my change." I knew he didn't mean it. At least the part about the change. I'd run to the corner and play video games with my cousins. I learned to always carry a book because he loved that his grandson could read. "Tell me what it say, Pap Jackson." And I did. Science books, dragon stories. He didn't care. He'd blow smoke and say, "That's my grandbaby right there. Ain't nobody gonna tell him what to do." It felt good when he said it. It felt better. And one day, Granddaddy forgot his lunch on the kitchen table. And Granny say, "A man can't work unless a man eat." So we grabbed it and took 3 bus transfers out to the east side of Detroit. Walked to an ugly, soot-covered, angry building. I followed behind my grandmother and she slid open a door and another door into darkness. Hissing, bellows, building, breathing, sounds. And out of the gloom, I see glowing red racks of metal, grunting men working, pinchers lifting burning steel plates from one vat to another. The racks screamed as they cooled in liquid baths, glows fading until men yanked them back into the furnace. This, the last supplier to a supplier of a supplier of an automotive plant in Detroit. But to me, it looked like Hades. And when I saw a man come over, rip off a welder's mask, and under a dust-stained face unleash my grandfather's smile, I knew the fear wasn't of my grandfather. It was for him. My fancy, powdered, sensitive, smooth-talking, ice-cream-loving, sweet-smelling grandfather spending his days caged in darkness. This man of light? No. Nah. But then she handed him his lunchbox. Hands held for 2 seconds as it passed from one to the other. He looked down at me, grinned, howled, "Pat Jackson!" Pinched me on the nose, then pulled his mask back on and walked back into the gloom. Today in Snap Judgment, from WNYC, we proudly present Man of Steel. Amazing stories from real people stronger than anyone ever knew. My name is Glenn Washington. Remember, every hero does not wear a cape. Because you're listening. Listen to this. To Snap Judgment. Yeah, Judgment.